talk about fellowship with other Christians. Let's look at what God's Word says about fellowship. In 1 John 3:1, it says, "See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God, and so we are." The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know Him. So if you are God's child and He is the Father of all, what does this tell you about your relationship to other believers? Well, first of all, let's think. If He's our Father and we're a child of His, then that makes us brothers and sisters in Christ. There's a Greek word that describes fellowship. It's called koinonia, and it means sharing in common. What are things that we share that are in common? So let's look at a few verses that determine what fellowship looks like and how we can develop fellowship with other believers. 1 John 4:11 and verse 21 says this, "Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another." And 21 says, "And this commandment we have from Him, whoever loves God must also love his brother." According to these verses, what can we share if we are a child of God? We can share love. We can share God's love. And how can we share that love? We can share it by spending time together, providing needs for others, kindness towards them. We could go on for a while listing different ways to love others. And loving others builds that fellowship that we're searching for here. In Galatians 6:2, it says, "Bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ." So what can we share with others here from this verse? We can share their burdens. That helps us to form relationships and build fellowship between each other, to bear one another's burdens. And how can we share those burdens with each other? Well, we can do that by listening in conversation, praying with each other. Lots of times when we pray together, we learn more about each other. We learn where each other's hearts are. So that's a way that we can share our burdens with each other. We can provide spiritual help with verses of encouragement. Pick out scriptures that will encourage someone to be encouraged, and that helps build your relationship and the fellowship that you have with each other. Or maybe you could even just do simple things like run errands, or maybe they need financial help, or maybe you need financial help, and you can share that with someone that you trust. And y'all can pray about that together and help each other that way. In Galatians 6:6, it says, "Let the one who is taught the word share all good things with the one who teaches." So what can we share with ones who teach us? First of all, who are the ones who teach us? Our pastors, our Sunday school teachers, our small group leaders, just each other. When we meet together one-on-one with friends or family and we share prayer and fellowship with each other, we can share. And all good things we can share with each other. Food, money, whatever good things that are appropriate, we're called to share. How do we share all good things in order to encourage our teachers? Well, there's simple things like take them to lunch, buy them a gift card for groceries, write them a check, write them a word of encouragement, let them know how their teaching is changing and forming your life. Always a note or a card of encouragement is very fulfilling and uplifting for our teachers. In James 5:16, it says, "Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working." So what does this verse say we can share? We can share prayer time. We've already talked about that. But it's very important, sharing time together with the Lord, where we are helping each other and we're asking for God's guidance in that. And how do we share prayer? Well, first of all, we have to intentionally allow opportunities to pray for others. And don't be too busy to care for others through prayer. Sometimes we get caught up in life and work and things going on around us that we don't always think about those times that we could pray for each other. Make time for that. As we continue to talk about Christian fellowship, let's not forget that fellowship and friendships are hard. Relationships are hard. And remember that even though we're Christians, we're still sinners. So what did we do when we have offended a brother or sister in Christ? Let's see what Matthew 5, 22 through 24 says. But I say to you that everyone who is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. Whoever insults his brother will be liable to the council. And whoever says, "You fool," will be liable to the hell of fire. So if you are offering your gift at the altar and there, remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there at the altar, before the altar, and go. First, be reconciled to your brother, and then come and offer your gift. Now, that is scripture. That comes from Matthew. So what is our responsibility when someone has offended us? In Matthew 18, 15, and verses 32 through 35 says, if your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he listens to you, you have gained your brother. And then verses 32 through 35, it says, then his master summoned him and said to him, you wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because you pleaded with me. And should not you have had mercy on your fellow servant as I had mercy on you? And in anger, his master delivered him to the jailers until he should pay all his debt. So also my heavenly Father will do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother from your heart. So what is our responsibility when someone wrongs us? Is to go and tell them alone. Don't go to be offensive to them. Go in love, the same as your Father does with us. It's the same as our Father does with us. He comes to us in love to reconcile our difference. Christians should be able to be honest with each other in a kind way. Don't pretend to be someone you're not. So these are some different responsibilities we have as far as our relationships with each other and how we can build each other up and have fellowship with one another. I hope that you have gotten something from these verses today that you can carry forward in your relationships with others this week. Thank you for joining me today. Please come back next week as we discuss the purpose of fellowship with the body of Christ. So next week we'll talk about the purpose of our fellowship. Have a great week, and may God bless you always and in always.